concerning the shita of the Beis Yosef, in terms of what changed, given the fact that covering the head, the Shulchan Aruch says one thing, seems to be against what the Gemara says. I told you that was based upon a change in the reality. That in the time of the Gemara, the idea of covering one's head, Kishmelim, was something which at least some people did, and therefore was not so much of an absolute Averot Sefer, and therefore sort of in the middle range, as the Ramban put it. But subsequently it became something which nobody ever did. So it became something which was intrinsic to demonstration of Averot. Just as the Rush said, as far as changing shoes, that happened between the Gemara's time and his, the Russian time, that didn't change of wearing shoes changed. So too, Rabbi Yosef Karo would say that covering the head changed between the time of the Rishonim and his own time. That's why I suggested last night. I think it's Michal. Someone showed me a Furish of Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Tzadik Gimel, which may shed light and make it be a better Teretz Tamar. I have to understand what it's saying. The last line of this page Shin Nun in this edition, the new tour. He writes as follows. How the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar we spoke about some weeks ago discussed that on Shabbos they would stand there with the covered head. Fetch Ramban Gvalt, that's for Esther, answer Ramban and Alayim Baragla. Says to me, it says like this. Quote, last line. Uvizman Azeh, Eino Yose Bissoma Mechuta. Why? The Anu Mitzvei Ma'at, V'akol Yodin Shu Ovel. Afalpi, She'ein Soma Mechuta. What does that mean? Get the impression the words literally mean. In Tirkei Rabbi Elazar, the man goes anonymous in the base of Migdash. No one knows who the base of Migdash. Who knows who you got the coat, but someone knows who you are. You sit there, thousands of people, almost no one knows who you are. Oh, the only sorry, the Navelis is the way he's covering his head. That's not such a big violation of Farah's, because they know he's an Navelis, no point that they should always be an Navelis. If you have to greet him properly, give him some Nakama, they don't know the particulars, they don't know who died, they don't know who he is. Because it's so vague, presumably, not such a stark manifestation of Avelis. As opposed to, nowadays when the communities have dwindled, and he stands in front of the shul, everyone knows, oh, this is Chaim. Nebuchadnezzar Chaim is an Avelis. And Nebuchadnezzar was his father. They know all the facts. And now they see him with his head covered, and they're all the way down to the bottom. Oh, Chaim is demonstrating Avelis for the loss of his father that happened 3 days ago. That's considered somehow a worse violation of Farhesia than they see an anonymous person, they see he's an Avelis, they don't know who he is, they don't know who he lost. That's not such a bad violation. That's the only way I can read this last line. If it makes sense to you on my own, I wouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
Why?
If they know he's an Avelis already, so what if they know he's an Avelis? They know he's an Avelis.
I can see your point, I can see this point. At Kopanim, if this is what the Beis Yosef means, I think is what it means more or less, I'll answer our question. That in our sugya, in Siman Tov, he's relying upon what he was said in the seventh Simonim earlier, and the last line of this page in Beis Yosef, it's called Siman Siv Gimel's parentheses base, and there he says that this is so. So if this is true, and someone can give me a better shot, I'd appreciate it, that would answer the question we had yesterday differently than I answered. In other words, that the dressing patterns change, the demographics change. That's what the Beis Yosef said. Okay, that's error number one. Error number two, I said someone found me a teretz for Ramban's kasha. Said, oh, you found me not only one teretz, two teretz. Because the teretz of Mesechta Nida, Ayin Aleph and the Beis going over to Ayin Beis and Aleph, has two interpretations. I think the Rabbi Matam and the Ri, which explain that's not quite the case. If the Ramban said, according to Rabbi Yosef would hold that you would say mitzvah alayla kikulo in a situation in which there's no steel in my prayer. That's not the Rabban's proof. So he says, well, not really. If you look carefully in the Gemara, the Gemara expression, heikim ashkachasla, azav gedola. So either he saw straight 3 days, or he saw ben ashmoshes. That was the proof in the Ramban. Person I need anybody. Well, that's only in order to find a case where there'll be a ziva by day as opposed to a ziva by night. Or it's a different teretz that maybe Rabbi Yossi is an opinion that says that the Shemira, the Shemira Shalom, is going to be the next day, maybe the end of that day, Kippur Tzedek Kaddish, which we came on to now, which would seem to obviate the right of the Rambam. Okay, those are the 2 hours before we start today's Shia. Okay. Today's Shia begins, and we started at the end of yesterday, and describing the problem of what do you do with Mishnah Kapulo as far as Shabbos is concerned. What happens on Shabbos? So, there's a Taz, a very important Taz. We quote the Bach, that's the part I have to see. I really started the text a bit too late. I just noticed today, sorry. Taz is in Simon Tov Beis. We quote the Shver, and he argues in the Shver. What did Bach say? The Bach argues in Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel is talking about the Torah saying, you say on Shabbos, mixed in Kulu. The Shabbat is wrong. And on this base that he's wrong, he can justify partially some wacko minute. Unbelievably wacko. The Shiva began on a Sunday, and the seventh day of Shabbos, they would do this most incredible thing. They would have an hour Shiva, Mosori Shabbos. The eighth day. God, about Pesach, I don't know. That minute is crazy. Don't get me right for that minute. And of course, no one keeps it nowadays. It's totally wrong. Don't get me right for that minute. The Machu Shushma Revia. Forget about that minute. That's ridiculous. But what do you saw? What's the real truth of this says the Taz? Why is he right and the Shver is wrong? Typical son-in-law's response. So the answer is follows. Why by Shiva do you need Anidus and Menachem and by Shloshim to not have Neitz Hachama? That's a beautiful, very interesting day. And the Kudah, which I'll forget to later. That the big difference between Shiva and Shloshim. Shiva, the Rakum Vaseis. Is that Tifas HaRosh? Is Kfiyas Hamita? And therefore, in order to have a proper mixed kakulo, you have to at least some kind of kiyamase of avelus to about which we can say that this happened, and now we can say that it can be broken that you had a partial fulfillment of the day. Nowadays, we don't overturn the beds, we don't cover the heads in a crazy way anymore. So what are you left with? So that's what nicham avelus, which is the manifestation of avelus. You have to need some menachemim. Avelus was proven, was performed. Partially on day 7, and ain't the victim of Kulu. But with respect to Shloshim, it's all passive. All shave are passive. Shloshim is only called lav, I'm not asking. Don't shave, don't go to a wedding, don't get married, don't put on certain kinds of iron garments, don't go on a business trip to the fair, whatever. All don't. If it's all don't, then it makes sense that when the sun rises on day 30, and for a minute you've kept the don't, very easy. Everyone is cold, no problem. Sleeping when the sun rises. So he's not doing anything wrong. Right? So as soon as the sun rises, and a minute later, after night, so you're ready to fulfill the Sheva al Taz, the Mixim Kukulo. So writes the Taz here in contradistinction to his father of the Bach opinion. This is the Taz. And it's quoted briefly over here in the Pitzkei. True, this is in tough base, Sif Cotton, hey. The Pitzkei Tshuva here in Simon Shin Tani, hey, make the reference to this. Take a look, please. It says, Kotta Taz, also available, Shuba Kuva, say, Konchalita, Minolayim, Sfiat, Anita, Bazuda, Kotel, Hansen, Agni, Shaman, Apis. I'll avail of Shu Sheva, Altasa, Kongir, to the Spurs, Sagi, Menei, Tacham. Right? Then he goes on. Then he says, what's wrong with Tzimun? What's wrong with Tzimun? Sounds pretty good to me. He doesn't like it, so therefore he goes to a whole side point. Okay, but this is in any event, whether the Taz is right or wrong, it's important to know what the Taz's opinion is. I don't see it to be so Tzimun. Sounds good to me, frankly. Makes a lot of sense. All right, so it's a long shavar that the Taz has. And I don't have the Tshuva. Give our show. We haven't gotten into the computer for the Shiva Tion yet. Yesterday, we'll crack it or break it or hack it or something. We'll get into it before tomorrow. Shiva. Yes.
If the Shiva
could
maybe put the thing that the Taz is being the highest
to read the Shiva Tion, right? I think we find the Taz is saying that.
The
Taz is being
the
highest
to Shiva and Shoshu.
Right.
He's
getting the
lumps
behind that distinction.
But
even within Shiva.
Right.
That's a Kiddush, right. I'm sorry, Tani is correct. The Shaul Lameshim is correct that it's a big step to go into Taz's Lomas and then say, you know what? Within Shiv itself, some halachas which are active will say you need that midas menachem. Nichron is an active thing. But for the losa say it would be enough to have neisachama. That would be a bit kiddish. That means that there's a certain don't that applies to an oven, right? What is it? Don't take a shower. Right? Don't take a shower. The guy is poor, sweating, he's been shritting the whole week, right? So according to this Pesach Teshuva, I only pass says this, so on the seventh day, bright and early sun is rise, it's at 6 o'clock in the morning, then you're close to seven. Go into a hot shower, you know, the most meeting, but make it in. Go into a hot shower, and you come refreshed into the minion. They said, what are you doing? Your hair's wet. What's the matter with you? You took away. You took a shower. What's the matter with you? Don't you know the din? You need a midas menachemim? He said, don't you know the Pesach Teshuva? So that midas menachemim is only for the kumvat days. That you need. You have to wait until some active thing takes place. But for the kumvat days, we get it. He's going shoes. No? Right? He's going to put his leather shoes. And walk into it with leather shoes until the minion the seventh day. Because again, it's a shave al tasa. That should emerge because they're chuva. If he meant it. I don't know if he meant it. I don't know. I don't have all these sources. Yeah. Perhaps. That itself was a chiddush. I would have said, it's spoke by the answer of the Ramban. The Ramban is certainly arguing this Sakuda. Ramban and Rishon, they argue this Sakuda. That's a good point. Previous one? What is the previous one? The Radvaz? Uh-huh. So that's the question. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know. It's hard to know what that's based upon. Don't know. So the first part of Pesach Teshuva advised that mitzvah shine, that's different. That's the cool of mitzvah. That's saying, don't know. When you get to see the Ram, what you're doing that, you're pop to your pokarim. You look at the advised, see what he says. Okay, so tomorrow we'll have the answer to the Shiva Tzion. We'll have the advised. Maybe we'll have the Givat Shaul. I don't know who else you can find on that. The sponsor project, yes.
Yeah. Specifically,
that needs them not made before All right, that's right. Nothing about the Purush. Black and white. You test in the days, right? There it is. So you can't say we're saying that. What's the Pesach Teshuva talking about? That's why it's Tamua. Ah, here's a classical example. The Taz said something. He magnified the Taz, made a straw man. Said it's Tamua. That's what probably happened. So people get the Teshuva. He says the Taz said this. Shiva Shposhim just must come out according to the Taz that Rechita should be Mutter from Nate. That is not true. That's probably what happened. The answer to Taz never meant that. Okay, so let's leave it at that for the moment. Back to the Rosh. Let's take a look on the Rosh where we started yesterday, okay? Can I both say, return to the Rosh, please? If you don't mind. What Simmons? I forgot already. Lamed? The Rosh Simon Lamed. Victor Lamed we spoke about. Fine. Shmurach, we'll get to that. That's in the new Ma'am Atomah sheet, I'll say. How many people have started the new Ma'am Atomah sheet? Raise your hand. Who started the new sheet? Started? No one even started the new sheet? Ay, ay, ay. Okay. My farmer was so hard. Okay. How many people ended the old sheet? Let's start with that. That's it. Like only for 3 days, you have so much time, and you didn't finish the old sheet. The shots are long, I can see, but not that long. All right, that may affect our decision about the other make of the sure. Let's see what happens there. Okay, let's go straight. So here it says, listen carefully, the Rosh Simon Lamed. It says, Obo Kevish Amdu Menachem Esma Mutu Rechita, Dafka Yom Shvi. Not Belilah, that's the Mashmog, that's the Pashup Shah. Of course, it's Shemar Yom, we spoke about this yesterday. Okay. Hilko, although the end of Lamed, but Yaisen Yepesel, based on her Nate Tachama, Zumi the Shemar Yom, the Kambi Yom Shloshim, the Galecha, the Nate Tachama, with Burnish Shalom, a steer in the rush, one line to the next. The whole rush talks about a minute of Menachemim, and the last line he throws in, Nate Tachama. A both sides. What's the side of the rush? Not only Shlosser, but Shiva itself. What's the side over here? What happened? What happened to this rush? How'd you read it? The whole rush, you saw it, I needed something to happen. The last line, next last line says, therefore you shouldn't leave your house the last day of Shiva until what? I would have said, That's the minhag olam today. It's the minhag olam b'zman hazeh. The Shabbos the seventh day, and after the davening is over, the people who are there, they take the oven and take them out of the house. Some people walk around the block. Some walk to the corner. And that's a whole ceremony. Some rabbis make a whole ceremony out of it. The famous rabbis come and a ceremony, a famous speech. People just, you know, a standard speech. I mean, the sea, the waters of the sea lap up on the shore. And it was a famous, they had a whole pismen, how he would, you know, dramatically end the, in effect, end the shiva that way. Okay? But what's he talking about? To leave it, leave it mate? To ruin the rabbi's homiletics? What's going on over here? What's the second shot in this rush? Hajjulam shot? Nu, Rabbi said, Hajjulam shot? Keeps on, I mean, it's not in the last minute. He talks about mate? Nu. Ooh, what's shot? Take a look on the Dake Moshe. That's what we come to the issue of the guest today, Shia. Dake Moshe, no. What did he say? Simon Shin Sari Hei. It says in the Mechah, in the Tour, Ovel Kehwin Sha'on the Menachem Etzel B'yom Shvi Mutzah V'rechitza, the Mitzvah Kekulo. Dake Moshe Aleph, Avel Kodem Lechein Oseh. Kena Barosh. Okay? Then he says, the Nogu Akhtam Leishav Vishom Shvi Shoakas Ein Mam Tina Ma Menachman. An hour? Ain't no way for Menachman. The Nili Atam, the Akha Shein Aminig Shiavo Menachman Etzel Vishom Shvi Ein Tzorok Lavda Ma Menachman. I in the Oshri the Rokhi Talia Milsa. You get the beautiful terrace in Akhamosh. It depends what is the Minig. If the Minig is Raz Ben Menachman come on day 7, then you have to wait till they come. If the minute they don't come, that's the last one in the Rosh, if they're not coming, then it's enough to have what? Neitzachamo. That's what it says. That's in effect what he's answering. The answer is the question of the steer in the Rosh. That's what he's saying. What does Shoachas mean? It means Neitzachamo. Why? So the Dibrei Sof was my Elta Zeta, the Shut Pnei Yoshua. That's the Pnei Yoshua is the Zeta, the beginning of Shlomo. Was quoted as saying, well, the famous Rambam in Hilchos Krishna, that from, we know that Netzach Hama takes an hour. It's true, the foolish Rambam in Hilchos Krishna, thought it was against the push. It takes 2 minutes. So the Grah of Magia, he added 2 words, despite the mathematical distinction. Instead of Shah, he says, Shlish Easter Shah. A third of a tenth, which is the 30th of an hour, which is 2 minutes. That's how long it takes. You'll never see sunrise. Won't they ever see sunrise? Probably not. Maybe sunset. I think it's the same amount of time. So one day when you're shooting hoops down online, Dawson, and the sun is setting, you'll see how long it takes from the time it starts with it. It should be about 2 minutes. So that's Pnei Yeshua's Teres Bechor is based on the wrong years from the Rambam. But I think it's, it could be Nini Nate anyway. It's about an hour from Alo Tashaka until Nate. What's it called? 72 minutes, something along those lines. That's the Shah that I mean. So the Shah means Nate. That's what we're assuming. Oh, we got bigger problems on our hands. Listen, the Shah means Nate. Okay. Fine. This is how we have to handle this Ramah. But of course, the Elder Zayde asked that question from last night. A steer between the Dake Moshe and the Agos Ramah. Steer. That's the Elder Zayde's kasha. Alright? Here it says in the Dake Moshe that what? You wait an hour, means Nate, and the Ramah is over here. They don't come at day 7, then what? So what should it have been? They don't come at day 7, so Nate is ended. That's what he says in the Sifkot Av. No. They don't come at day 7, you wait till they would have come. So after that, Shoh Shoh Regil Levanachal Lo Vashayom, Vahein Lechat Yuvay Tekneset, came the relief. The Lokom Oh Shoh Regil Levanachal Shoh Alayom. He's arguing himself, no? That's the kasha we had yesterday. A steer between his Matzkon and Dark Emotion to Kod Malif, and what he wrote in Nagol Shulchan Aruch. It's a big problem. It's a seer of Galuya. Yeah.
Does the same
thing as
Minig Nasu? I thought so. Because the Minig is the
Ain't a Menachem Regila Lava B'Yom Zayin. What's the lesson over here? If he says, Ain't a Minach Yevo Menachem Etzel B'Yom Shvi. See, we give them. Oh, it's interesting. Diuk. Woo! Here he says they don't come. Here he says they don't always come. They used to come. Maybe. Maybe. So they sometimes come, you have to wait for Kiddush to be done. That's pretty sharp. You're not here. Wow. Never thought of that. Could be right. Could be right. It's interesting. In the back of the Shulchan Aruch, they have the Chiddush of Yerubim of Tam Zama Magolius. He has over here in Hilchos Avelis, in the back, Sif Chav Vav, it's page Reish Dal in the standard Shulchan Aruch, where he says, Misha Chalav Shvi Shalot Shal Avelis to Shabbos, Shehochan Eito Anashim Shal Yimut Palam, Imo Poskimena Din Avelis Shiva. Okay? He goes to Shul, and somebody says, they escort him home, send it in. He didn't go to Shul at all, Neit Achama, Bottle Zeret Shiva. Finish. That's what he said. That's what the Chiddush who Beurim said. Neit Acham. Didn't say Regilus. Neit Acham. Now, the Taz is the same thing. The Taz that we saw in Simon's Tov, it really should be over Neit Achama. Nafkamina. There's a meaning which exists in some places that when Obel gets up from Shiva, they give him an Aliyah. It's a symbolic thing. That book until now you couldn't get an Aliyah. Now your first chance, we'll give you an Aliyah. Just, you know, we have to show us how much we love you. So, we care for you. And we want to console you. So, when, if at all, can an Oval, the funeral's on Sunday, when, if at all, can you get an Aliyah on Shabbos? So there are three shittas for both sides. According to the Bach, the Shver, no Aliyah on Shabbos. No Mitzvah Zul on Shabbos. Wait till Monday, you get an Aliyah. According to the Taz, Ikir Adin, it'll be a chocolate after Neitz HaChama. But he says, the meaning is you wait until Mincha, so that this idea of Amidah Samanachim will be equivalent of your Tzir Beis HaKnes. Okay? So this includes the figure of Mitzvah Sayom Ketulah. Now, we begin the real figure, says Gadol HaBayis. Yeah.
One question. Sure.
The
first issue of the Zayin
Yeah.
About
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, is it possible that he was trying to say that Nathan and Mike Rush make everything going into it at all? Because it's a lack here, and therefore the mini is going to shut. Another option is that you don't see Sahaha, you're not much of a Nathan.
You're in a time, and since Nathan don't come, ain't that Nathan, period.
I
ain't
option
that you're
there's no
Nathan,
then you're
going to
shut.
You mean, what do you mean, the Shogunapa or the. Yes, no. What does he say? Nearly that time, after she never knew she ever went after the Mashvi, ain't sorry for Amtel and Menachem.
And the reason is because maybe she
didn't go out
there at all.
Because
why
are
we waiting hours? Why
are we waiting for Menachem? I thought Shaw was nice. You think against the Tanashua? Shaw
doesn't mean nice. Right, you ought to say that.
So what is the, what's the other thing of an hour? Does it take, you don't finish the article today. I'll just put a base level, they dive at 8 o'clock in the morning. The sun rises in New York now, what time? 5 something. Right? Right? Until they finished diving, it was 3 hours into the day. So, what do we want to help to wait 1 hour?
Well, that's the place where they're revealing that love. Normally, we're at the
so therefore, no.
So the Ramah is talking about this thing that in a place where the minute is
not
there.
That one. Good. And what could an hour do? Okay, meaningless. It's frivolous. What's an hour? What's an hour accomplish? According to Pesach, the hour means late. That's exactly what it means. What's the next hour going to accomplish for you? What does it achieve? It's something very empty gesture. I don't know. If you can give me a shot, I'd be happy to hear it. Let's do this. Rabbi said, start the figure. It's one of the hardest figures in the Sefta. But we're going to conquer it. Rabbi said, don't panic. We'll take this figure like any other sugya, and it's going to fall. Okay, we're going to get it straight. And don't, you know, sometimes you get overwhelmed. There's nothing to be overwhelmed about. Rabbi said, the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, last 2 months of Chof Alef Beis. Avil Gimli Yom Rishonim, B'lemakom Korov, Mon Eimon, B'lemakom Rochok, Mon Eliasno. What's a Korov and what's a Rochok? What's Korov and what's a Rochok? What does it mean, Korov and Rochok? What does it mean? Is it the first what's a Ba'ag? 10 parsos, a day's walk. A day's walk, okay, for whatever reason. Not our topic right now. A day's walk. I mean, just as an aside, I thought if there's a machlokes today, we can take a train or a plane. a day's plane ride, as I can tell you from experience, can cover go around the whole world in a day. No, a day is 12 hours. I certainly go come, you can certainly travel from Aristotle to America or vice versa 12 hours. Does that mean that now the Bonham Malcolm Carver is 6,000 miles? So some say, Enochinami. Others say, no, it's not in the walking time. I thought the second straight sheet was correct. Because they can have horses. Get a horse. Get horses then too. Wagons, they could go more than 10 parsecs if they were in those years. Nonetheless, the sheet says 10 parsecs. So we're watching the change of the plane. So I'm not sure. She's looking at different stuff. He's posted my question from the Sakuta. Right. The machlokes is not about planes, it's about trains. What's the difference? They started trains, and then they got to Tumul in Europe. What's the difference? I'm sorry for others. What happened to horses? Get a horse? Okay, right. Let's go on. Rav Shimon Omer, Asil Bobby, Omer Shvi, Mimokam Korov, Mona Imoen. Machlokes, Tanakam, Rav Shimon, if he comes within 3 days, he has this break. Give him a break to count with those who are there already. Or no, even within 7 days. Omar Ma, give me a Mishal Bob Malcolm Carmoni Moin, Omar Bakir Baraba, Yokonam, for who shares Godola Abayis Babayis? No. Godola Abayis means, what does Godola Abayis mean? The leader of the home. Who's that? Well, the one that either he's different. Shot, sometimes he's the oldest. Sometimes he's the oldest. Yeah, I think we written across the sheet. But Mliya still means either the one who is Mechuyah up, he's meant to do the burial. Such as the husband in the case of a wife, or a child in the case of a parent, was the most formal halachic obligation to do the burial, or the one who makes all the decisions in the family. Could be it's an uncle even, you know, could be, you know, that someone dies and leaves a husband and children. So everyone knows that this woman's brother makes all the decisions in the house. If he's a degree or something, I don't know what. It's the lust of the Gaev Kola, Nechta, I call Nechta Chalpiv. He makes all the decisions. You know, his personality exists. In certain families, that would be the Gadol Abayis. That's a machlokes, passion, the Rashi, the Ritzkeis. How you define Gadol Abayis? Okay, good. All good. Now the Gemara has over here at the very end of this figure. Halach Reb Shimon. Stop. So the sugya is over already, Rabbosa. The sugya part one is over. Rabbosa, this sugya is a sugya in two acts. Act one and act two. It's important, the relationship between them. This is not stop. Act one has just been finished. Over. It basically, we're lucky whether the Shkoka Pras will have it. Act one is not Chav Aleph. And Act two is an act is on that Chav Beis. Aleph for one and Beis for two. Okay? Just so happens that's how the dot breaks. Okay? So let's just analyze Act one. A very nice din, beautiful din, a nice friendly din. Machlokas HaTanoim. And the Gemara and I'll tell you we have a deposit like Reb Shimon. Any questions? Do you have any questions about this Gemara? Just push the Gemara. It's so easy. Such a simple Gemara. There is a matter of dispute. There is. This outsider who wasn't around, what Chadi came, walked in on the second or third day? He walked in by coincidence? Or he walked because he knew about the laws in advance? We'll both answer that question. So my cloak has already shown him. Turn to the Rosh Pris and Simon Lamas Chet. Both, I keep telling you, just relax, don't get uptight. We'll go slowly, we'll figure it out. The Russian Simon Lamed Ches says as follows. I will tzarech Leo. This is page Lamed Vav, first column, third down. I will tzarech Leo shlo yada or shlo yeda. Shemais hameis ad bo el echos. Yim nodu lo biyom hasheni v'hizkul izabel lo mistaber klal shiakater avelato v'shul shebo el echos. Ava bolo hizkul klal uvo el echos v'chashvin lek yilu hizkul izabel in bohem. Okay? So the Russians, the case we're talking about is he just happens to walk in by coincidence. Maybe his brother was sick. That's not a coincidence. He heard, he got a letter. Your brother is sick. Come. He comes, by the time he gets there, he found out he died. Is that right? Then that's what happened. But if you had known, he got a cable, a phone call, his brother died, there's no dispensation of shortening the avelos because of Gadol Abayis, whom he comes to. This is the famous sheet of the Rosh. The Rambam seems to agree. The Rambam said it's wrong. The Ramban said this is not true. Where did he get, how do you know that? He said it based upon Svara. Not Mitzabe. Once he saw the Avelis earlier, or was the Schaiven Avelis earlier, he should be able somehow to just cut it short. But the Ramban says it's not true. Ramban says saying half face bench is Shama may so be also Malcolm Shah Matila, who bench is Shama love also Malcolm Carves and Nicholas Sham. Also, the Shama Ashabal must have a Beso. Hakol Din Echad Hu. And the Rush disagrees. Okay, so Machlokas are shown. Okay, now let's open up to the Shulchan Aruch for our first problem. So that's been easy. Any problem? Tell me the truth. I want you to tell me the truth. Any problem so far? Tell me the honest truth. I'm ready to hear it. So far, smooth. Now that's the first problem. Open, please, to the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Ayin Hey. Now we start our first class. The first problem, the place I asked you to see it is not the original source, but I'm sure you have the Shulchan Aruch, it'll be easier for you. In the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Ayin Hey, Sif Chet. Because our Gemara, Misha Meisel Kara V'Loyada Shabba L'Makom Shemeis Shama Meis L'Makom Akfura. This is the Rambam, the same as the Rosh, basically. In Ma'ariv L'Makom Kara Shumahalach Yitarsol She'efshin She'eva B'Yomechad Afil Abba B'Yom Hashvi Like Rav Shimon In Mata Menachanin Eitzel Gadol Habayis Afilu She'ninin Rulama. It's the Gemara. The Teiku Ninin Rulama. Must not come all of our money more to make a look to make a better take of the survey. Fine. Notice the word God of our bias is thrown almost in its side. This is a quotation of the Rambam. We took it from the Rif. They both said the Rif and Al Sugi. You'll see also, and if you quote the original din, you want to see it in the side. Not everyone has a Shulchan Aruch, but you all have a Rif. Turn to the back and see where this is quoted. Nope. What page is it? The Rif. Where's the riff? You'd give them a base, thank you. You'd give them a base. Riff quotes the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, this last narrow line. So Shyam Rishonan, Bobby Malcolm Carbon, Bobby Malcolm Malcolm on the Axel. The Kavera can't see the Bobby Malcolm Carbon on the Axel. The Shimon on there, the other Shvi, Bobby Malcolm Carbon on the Imoy. It's so glaring here. What's missing? The most important thing is missing. What's that? The most important words are missing. What's that? Got a lot of bias. I haven't found it. So they put him. Oh, that's just an aside. He says, Ilksa, Kapshimin, Husha Bob, Matsa Menachem, Matsa, got a lot of bias. That's an aside. So the link between the Rif and the Rambam is often the who? Who is the link between the who lives between the Rif and the Rambam? Everyone knows. Who is the Rishon who? Who is these, huh? No. Rimigash, of course. Rimigash. Shuvus Rimigash, Shimon Simon Stadi Alf. We have it here in the Space Medrash. I found it here, but believe it or not, that's Shuvus Rimigash here. Yeah. So you can look it up, but since I know you didn't touch it for the muscular station, Shuvus Rimigash. So, the Birka Yosef quotes it over here. Take a look. You'll see. You can look it up, Rimigash yourself. Ezekiel Abbas, Lav Tavka. The whole word God of Abayis, you leave it as Lav Davka. So the whole title on the Ma'am HaKamashi, strike it. Lav Davka. It's cool. We should call it Lav Davka instead of God of Abayis. Not because they don't need God of Abayis. Hello, Uruk and the Milsanaka. You leave it as God of Abayis, Jerusalem, etc. If you look in the Rimi Gash, Shem and Sadi Aleph, it's good fair. It's not much black and white. That's all the whole thing is Lav Davka. He says, Rav Rabbeinu Mariosa Levi in the Gash, Shivas of Tzaviyad, Simen Tzadi Bein. I think it's now been printed, and they must have sent it at one shiva for some reason or other. So it's Tzadi Aleph in our edition. Okay? We have it in this manager. You look at it. Lav Dav. How you talking over there? Kind of Lav Davka. Pilei Ployin. No? How you do Lav Davka? The whole Gemara is basically got a lot of bias. You're saying it's Lav Davka. Right? But what's that? But it don't have to be a God of the Bible. But if there's no God of the Bible, there is no God of the Bible. There's no one individual who clearly is in control of the situation. It doesn't exist. It could be families, they're children of a parent. There's no one particular child who makes all the decisions. Right? There's no spouse, there's no nothing. There is no God of the Bible. It doesn't exist. It doesn't matter, then it's the same anyway. Gevul! It's against the Gemara. The Gemara is the fairish, black on white, hard to imagine. Act 1. The very end, the closing scene of Act 1, the curtain's coming down. And what does it say? Who says God of Abayas, Abayas? The most dramatic ending. It says, eh, love doctor. What? What kind of movie critic? Ooh. I only have friends who don't do this. I know. What kind of critic is this? These are the biggest punchline. It was love doctor. What? What's that? No, I love Dover. It was a pill awesome. The Ramban, page Kuf and Pesh, quotes a similar idea from the Baha'i. What's the shot? I'll tell you my shot. This is my shot. The Gemara is 100% Daf. They get a Lav Daf. It's ridiculous to say Lav Daf. I also say Lav Daf. Depends on both of those. Give me an answer. Exactly. Dependence on the Kama versus Reb Shimon. It's Medud even in the Lashon of Gemara. Omar Mar. Gimel Yomar Rishonim. Right? Who should go back? What do you know my mom for? They're two Tanoim, right? Tanakam and Rav Shimon. So if I were writing a Gemara, I'd say Tanar Abana, Rav Shimon, and I would say, who should go to Rabbi says, no! They bought it, I hold up to word, line, half a line, oh my mom. What do you know my mom for? Go to Rabbi Zahid, who's called Tanakam and Rav Shimon? No! From the fact that it says, oh my mom, is an indication of proof, only according to Tanakam. Is there then a requirement for Godel Abayas? What's the pshat? What's the hezbra of? What's the lum that's behind it? I'll tell you what I think it is. According to Rav Tanakama, it's what we call in Griskal language, I think, a din mesuyim. A din mesuyim is a specific halacha, right, which has all of its own details. What are the details? One detail has to be within 3 days. Second detail, is it Godel Abayas? Okay, they all got the prasim involved. But according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, there are no details. There are no details at all. The halach is, you walk in from afar, or not so far, and you see that the people are observing Shiva, even though it's day 7, they're about to get up, doesn't make a difference. You join them. Once it's a general halacha with no specifics, not day 3, not day 7, it's all the same thing. As long as you get there and it's still in Shiva, you join them, it stands to reason. You only got to buy a Shiva. If Kwantanakama is what we call a din mesuyam, there are specifics, there are details, there are all kinds of requirements. So there are also requirements called Gadol HaBayis. But according to Rav Shimon, there are no requirements. It doesn't matter, day 3, day 7, all the same thing. So you don't have Gadol HaBayis either. It's Medayik in the Chol from the fact that Omar Mar, only according to Omar Mar, is there a halach of Gadol HaBayis. So why is the word Gadol HaBayis founded? All by the Rif and by the Rimi Gash and by the Rambam? Well, Gadol HaBayis is a very important term in the Sugya. So he says, you'll come the seventh day, and the property, where do people congregate? Usually, there's a God of the Bible. That's why it's thrown in, the Lav Davka. If someone can find me a Shut Rimi Gash, I can read it. You look at me like I'm funny. I think it's in the shelf, probably. There's one of those blue thrones which has Shut Rimi Gash, and that's Shut Tara. Is there? You see, there's a whole bunch of Zoli Rishonim in one vial. Oh. Okay, we'll take a look. Yes, what's the question?
The requirement
is a common true. Okay, that is a requirement. That's a good question. That is true. So that's not enough to... yeah.
You might change your Gemara.
Change your Gemara?
One letter? Yeah, because the Gemara is over here. The Gemara is in the Gemara, right? Mm-hmm. And then the Gemara is here after Rukhshimin and Pesach.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
what we think is Nobel Prize.
No, that's exactly what the Rebbe Gashmi has laughed out there. That's exactly the point. I mean, read you the lesson. No one believes in what I'm saying, but I'll read you the Rebbe Gash verbatim. After I read it to you, you're gonna have to believe me. Okay. First of all, by the way, where the Rambam is in, you now know about the advance. Rebbe Gash, Simon Tzadiyal, right? Like the rush against the Rambam. Then he says, nearly, ain't a kavodah it's a godah by his dafka. It's an interview, but I'm not reading from the original source. The whole din of Gadol HaBayis, you don't really need it. You don't need it. The Mefurash Shuvah Shemigash, Shimon Tzadiyalis. There it is. I think Gemara was required to call it Tanakama, we pass like I'm Shimon. That's what I wanted to suggest. Fine. We finish Act 1 on the first go around. Yes, Kim. What happened to Shimon? No, as you said, Mahusha Muslim Nachum et slow. Right? This is Rav Shimon speaking now. Shimon is the one who passed Malacha. So what is the Rav Shimon is bothered by the Kasha? Why did it say et slow? Why et slow? Right? Why? Why? What do you mean that's slow? Think about it for a moment. Just think for a minute. Right? What Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon is going on Tanakhama on the Brisa. There's no mention anywhere in the Brisa per se of an individual. It's all Lashon Rabbim, as you correctly pointed out. So what are you saying? And you're giving a shot in the Brisa, you're saying that's slow. What's that slow? There's no person mentioned. The answer is that it's normal. Agav, you're saying it's the Ruch of the Milsa. That the Menachem are congregating around the Gadol HaBayis, so the top banana that everyone wants to be spend time with him. Has been in a base level sometimes too. It's sad. Somebody has to be two brothers in a shiva house. One has zillions of people coming all around them with middle finger. Ever see that? The mission. I ever see it? Go to the other brother. You never go anywhere. So I'm telling you, it happens sometimes. Real life. One brother's an active person in the community. Everyone knows him. There's 20 people sitting around him. And in the corners, but no one's around. But usually, the way I do that, they put the person next to each other. Let's say they don't get along so well, there's no room, whatever it may be. It's a mitzvah to go to the one who no one's around. That's Uruch of the Milsa. That's Captain Rebbe Gash. Yes, Tom. No, I didn't say that. I'm claiming. And the Gemara said that it was daf. It's to me incredible that there's just an expression that's completely lav daf. I'm saying it's maybe lav daf within Rav Shimon, but the Kuantan Khan would be daf. That's what I'm suggesting, Shami Migash.
But what
did
you say that when the Gemara says lav daf, it is daf, so then it's hard to believe that the Mishon will use the same Russian, but in lav daf fashion.
I agree with you, but if you want it that way, I'm not going to argue with you. Look at Rebbe Gash's Lashon, see if you think it's maybe you're right, but to me, that's such a big dochak. And the Gemara has a punchline. But who she is, God of Abayas, Abayas doesn't mean anything. Here, it's only mentioned in passing. It's slow. And I'm an Aleph. Yeah, they usually hang around with the Gadol HaBayis. Here, it's mentioned as a din, it's foolish. I'll say about that, yes.
That's
what we done. First. What's the Shachar Vataya? Act 2? I haven't gotten there yet.
No, I mean,
we're showing that today. What Shachar Vataya? That's true no matter what.
No, but you must say the line is on the book. It
was yesterday, the Y on my mind. Now that's my deepest word. That's Kitzer. I hear what you're saying. Yes.
Is Machlokes determined by the Machlokes as far as how we do what the character of Gadol HaBayis is? If he's a person who's Osek in the Kfura, then it's not determined by what time he gets, what is the Gadol Osek in at that time?
You already saw it in Act 2. We're not up there yet. We're only in Act 1. Yes. Absolutely. We'll get to the Rambam. But the Mechaber himself, it's from the Rambam, Act two, Rabotai, with your permission. Act two. Okay? Act two. You boil a little. Hola, Godol Abayis, the Beis HaKloros Mal. What's the show? We don't know what Act 2 is talking about. We already stuck the first and now it gets complicated. What is going on? What's the case? What is the case? Toshma, Amar Rabbi Chiyah, Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Abdul Gholak, Godol Abayis, the Beis HaKloros, Monei Mohen. If anything, Monei Mohen, what's on your Monei Mohen? No, no, Kasha. Hod also begot Slosa, Hod lo also begot Slosa. What's going on? What's the case? What's the case? What's the case? So, P.S., the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, all left it out. Left it out. So the Gra explains, but they thought there's a Kohen Tanakama. Right? We don't pass the Tanakama. So they left it out. Right? Gentlemen, the feel of boy after they go to a bias and bias, and shahola for store of a mate, and chodas of human yom in the session. The shahola could start to the hokel and fly that the machaber doesn't hold from it at all. That's not so clear what that means. Not so clear what that means. What does it mean? The machaber requires go to a bias, babayas dafka. That's what it sounds like, no? But the Mechaber, the Ramah says, as long as he came back within 3 days, good enough. But the Mechaber requires that he be there straight. But never was mentioned, really. Only in a very passing fashion. The kids of the Ramah, I'm not sure what the Ramah learned from the Mechaber. I don't know for sure. Now that we've discussed Act 2, we really should have to discuss, really, Act 3. That's the problem. Really, three acts. What's the third act? We finished this quickly. What kind of act would it be? What's the third act? Yerushalayim. Right? You know, when they moved, you know, we have two acts in one location, Babylonia, and then they moved to across the Middle East to the holy land of Israel, to the Jerusalem, for the third and climactic act. Okay, about that? Let's turn to the rush in Siman Lamed. And the whole complexity of the sugya. And just putting everything together. That's all. So we'll have to see. Again, we really haven't set shot in Act 2 yet. We don't know what it means. We're not sure what the words mean. We don't really know. But let's first see Act 3. Similar on the test. Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi. Okay. Harei shemalichim nimokom lemokom. Kon elu zekesim zekarvin bebeis biri. It's Tana Tani Ela Shakan Mona Niya Shotame. Bela Shah Mona Michi Sansamago. Okay? Those who will say goodbye at the airport start right away. Those who go along, start after the Kfura. This Tana Tani Ela Ela Mona Michi Sansamago. They all have to wait until the Kfura. Sina and Bishara Bishuva the lady. Hakol Holef Acha Gorla Mishtapa. What does that mean? What does that mean? Pashtita means. So whoever the gadol is, that's what it is. If the gadol goes along with the mace, everyone starts from the kvura. If the gadol stays behind, everyone starts from the time when the gadol began, when he turned his back on the mace in town. Says the Gemara of Shmucha, Rabbi Yaakov, Arachav, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosi, lechumra, Shemoyah gadol Shmucha, kan elu ve'elu monin mishiyete amase. The Mahoya Gadol and Shmach Hashem, Eilu ve'Eilu Monim, Mishi Yitzos and Agola. Slight problem, what kind of chumra is this? It goes both ways. Eilu Shem Gadol and Shmach Hashem, Eilu Shem Bekam Monim, Mishi Yitzos and Agola. Eilu Shem Monim, Mishi Yitzos and Agola. Says the Rosh. Hachi Rishal Mila Me'inyan Sugya Dishmaitin, it's Act 2. Ela Ayrabin Haskola Tavelus, Kiramina Mishmaitin. And he quotes the Gemara about turning it back. What do you mean? Isn't that exactly what the Babli meant on top of Chav Beis? Isn't it exactly the case where someone went along? Right? What's the lush of the Gemara? What's the top line on Chav Beis? What's the lush of the top line? Holach Gadol Abayis Beis HaKvar. Doesn't need for the burial? Isn't that a simple shot? What do you go for? He went to see what the place looked like. He went for the burial. Yes? Excellent. The Rosh is similar to Ches. Does not learn the simple reading. He went for the burial, but rather he went. Yeah, check out the Maseva. Take a look. The end of Simon Lamech Ches. Last of Torah Kameis on the Maseva. Otsor of Pidyon HaKever. What happened in the case? Interesting. This is a lot of action over here. There are three brothers: Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is closer to the Gadol HaBayis. Shimon is a brother, and they're together. They're sitting a day. They're sitting a couple of days shiva, and Reuven decides, "I'm Achroi. I'm going to the cemetery to make sure to fix up and figure out how to make the message." As he walks away, guess who walks in? Nebuch Levi walks in. That's the Shana Gemara called the Rosh. That's exactly the Shana. What's the Shana now? What does Levi do? Had Reuven been home, we know what Levi would do. He'd start to count with Reuven. Now Reuven's not there. He went just a quick trip to the cemetery, coming right back. So does Levi now have to make his own count for the next day to a shiva or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. How's the Rosh figure out to complete the thought? Complete the thought. Let's see again. Think about it, buy candy. He went to fix the Matzeva. If he never left. Hold on. Why not? That's the Gemara Shaila. What's my answer? Depends if he came within 3 days. Right? Money, Moen. Depends if he came within 3 days. Who came within 3 days? Who? Who came within 3 days? Who? So the Rosh seems to say, not the outsider, Levi. Let's take a look at this with a small cover. So all the Maslik be Rabbi Yochanan, the Helka ben Tok Shlosha ben Akash Shlosha Hainu, Hecha the Holach Gadol Abayis Beis HaKvar. What does that mean? It's not so clear. The Korban and Tzadok has what to say. Okay? It's a Makorban Apostle, the Shach, the Tur. Who is going on? Take a look, if you will. I thought it was a little complicated, but just don't panic. I'm telling you, we're going to figure it out. Okay, don't panic. What does it say over here? See? Happy-go-lucky. All right. Let's take a look first in Yud. Rashi learned he went, that Halach Alabas went for the funeral. Why did the Rashi learn Nafsha? Rabbein annoyed, next to the few periods, Rashi, then came, what do you mean? He quotes enough for the Yerushalmi. All depends on where the Gadol HaBayis is. What's the stuff again, the Babli? So then, because of this Kasha, that the Babli shouldn't be against the Yerushalmi. Right? According to the simple reading of the Gemara Babli, quote the Rashi's chat, the Gadol HaBayis went to the funeral and came right back. So what's the Maskonik has in 3 days? So that even though he went to the funeral, the Gadol HaBayis came back, everybody gets up the earlier time with all the remains behind. Right? That's the Pashto in the Gemara. Called the Rashi Shita. That's against enough for the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi said that the Gadol HaBayis went to the funeral. Everyone was sold to Fakert until 7 days after the funeral proper, the burial proper. No. So the Stira. So again, around the Stira, the Rosh is very short with words. He didn't make a big fanfare. He just eliminated by learning a new Pshat Nagamara. Right? Because in order that shouldn't be my focus, probably Yerushalmi. Here, he went in the middle. Achakach, he went, that's a story I made. It's a different Shaila. Okay? Fine. Chav. The two Chav. They're both important. What we told Shlosha, it's enough to have 7 days lahalacha. He quotes from the Shah. Dimishim, which is the third wide line. Yibolach, a gimel bol shah gadol labayis. A shita of only bon. Dachamoni mon. What's the difference? He was there straight 3 days, so he went away for a day, came back, and then subsequently the Bulamakamaka walked in. What's the difference? Right? That's why it says Tov Shlosha. And guess who was missing? Who was out for lunch? Who was away? He went, no lunch. Who was out in the cemetery when he walked in? The Gadol HaBayis, right? was going to return on day three, but he walked in on day two. Right? Or he didn't know about the Pesach of Rav Shimon. Fine. What are the next cuff? The next cuff. Who's it referring to? What are the words referring to? Who came back from the 3 days? Pirush HaTur, the Koy Al HaGadol. Right? The Asa B'Dol Kulasa. Oh, the Boh, Moni Moen, Afilu Asa B'Yom Shvi. That's how I learned. I thought the Torah was right. He should know best. He's going to start his father. Right? He's going to start his father. Usually, the son of what his father says. Yes. The Shach argues. Says the son doesn't know what the father, he fell asleep in Shia. He doesn't know what the father's talking about. And the Shach argues with the tourists trapped in Rosh. Alright? Just cut his veins. The Lord appears there. Gossip goes, Plus a koi al ha'acher abo. Refers to the guy from the outside, not referring to the God of Abayu. Hello, who's going to be Rabbi Shach? In our God of Chazal the Beit Tololo. And we'll get to the Shach later. Okay? And the good news is, that the carbon has a lean near at Divri Atur Shvirim Vikayomim. Oh, so son knows best. Okay, that's what we'll get to the Prat Shach in a little complex. We'll get to that a little bit later. Okay, now Rabbi, most Rishonim learn like Rashi against the Rosh. That we call Act 2 is referring to a case where he went along on the Levaya. The Ramban page Kufnus Tev calls the Rabbi Nochanan learns Abshad. There is Gez learns Abshad, Rashi learns Abshad, okay? Everyone learns Abshad. Fine, so what's the bottom line? According to them, it depends upon the Gadol HaBayis himself. If the Gadol HaBayis comes in 3 days, then he, as well as the outsider, all have one big count, right? What happened? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is the oldest, went along with the... Someone died on Sunday. So Sunday was a Levi in town, and Shimon starts on sitting Shiva on Sunday. Reuven goes to the cemetery and comes back on Monday. Or let's say Tuesday. On Monday, who walks in? Levi. There's a lot of action over here. Right? That's the case in the Sugya. So what's it then? So if Reuven walks in on day three, he still is getting up with Shimon as our Sugya. The male and lady all sits up with Shimon. One big count, one big happy family. Shevet, Achim, Gam, Yachas. You all get up at the same time. Shabbos, we spoke about earlier today. However that shakes out. Starts on Sunday, ends on Shabbos. Shimon, we went for a 2-day excursion and came back to the Leviathan back, came back on Tuesday. Doesn't make a difference. I lay open on Monday. Reuven wasn't even there. Makes no difference. This is how the role that we've shown him learned. What happens if it takes it takes Reuven 4 days to get back? So what happens then? So Reuven has his own count, Shimon has his own count, and Levi has his own count. That's the Ramban, right? Reuven all have different counts, right? Because if it took 4 days let's say the case, instead of being a 1-day trip, so it came back on day three, it's a 2-day trip, came back on day five, to the man. Took us from Sunday to Tuesday to get there, and Tuesday to Thursday to get back. So what happens then? And Levi walked in on Monday. So Shimon was originally there for Sunday, starts from Sunday, Levi starts Monday, and Reuven starts Tuesday. Right? Because he can't link up with Shimon because he came back on day five. This is the shot which the Ramban Pesach Kuflin test quote from the Rach and the Rizke. Fine. We'll just end with this. Pet Kuftana, he quotes the Ravid. At the Ravid says the Pshat Mocha Beit Act 2. It's not discussing the Bomer Mocha Macher. It's discussing the Gadol himself. The Gadol himself. Okay? And that's what the Gemara is discussing. The Gadol himself. Okay? So the Bomer Mocha, but the boss from outside only counts with them if the Gadol Abayis is there when he comes. He doesn't go to the Rive with any of these coolers that, well, since you left, coming back. No. For the Maka Maka guy to link up with the original guy, the Gadol must be there when he walks through the door. And the whole pupil here in the Sugi is, what about the Gadol himself? What's his status? What he's saying, he's in 3 days, he links up with Reuven, links up with Shimon. Beyond 3 days, he counts himself. Again, we've mentioned the big problem, which we'll discuss tomorrow, is why did the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch leave this Gemara out? No matter how Pshat, or the Rosh Pshat, or the Ravid Pshat, or the Rizgei Pshat, some Pshat has to exist. why do they omit it completely? Mishum Tamal was talking about that.